The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Pharmacies are facing an alarming level of crime. Now, that's according to a survey conducted by the Irish Pharmacy Union. And a third of thefts are not reported due to a lack of faith in Gardaí and the justice system, while pharmacies found 89% were the victims of crime in the last 12 months, which is up by 1% from the stats from last year. Joining me now, Cathy Maher, chair of the Irish Pharmacy Union PCC, the Professional Conduct Committee. Cathy, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
It sounds like a lot, you know, 89% were victims, but some of this would be fairly, I don't mean in financial terms trivial, but it would be people coming into the pharmacy, looking at the open shelves and sticking something in their pocket. In other words, common or garden shoplifting.
Well, and while it might seem minimal or trivial, and that certainly is why I would explain there's a certain degree of underreporting, but the cumulative effect is very costly. The loss of stock, the extra security, the time spent on reporting, if you can, the impact on staff, the impact on staff well-being. And it takes time and it's a challenge. And we have to step back and remember that pharmacies, and I'm in a rural pharmacy, and pharmacies are in the communities up and down the length of this country, serving the public, providing healthcare advice, providing those health and wellness hubs that we're known for.
I know how important the service of the pharmacy is, but in terms of people knocking off stuff, I mean, you have beauty products which tend to be expensive. Therefore, if someone goes into, say, the local Spar shop and they nick a bar of chocolate, a couple of euro, if they nick some of your beauty products, it could be 20, 30 euro or more.
Absolutely. And we've to step back, and while it might only be a 1% increase since last year, it's actually a 17% increase in the past 5 years. So it shows a continued rise in the level of crime. And pharmacy owners and their staff are exposed to this persistent, costly, and at times violent criminal activity, which is really impactful on staff. 9 out of 10 pharmacies have been the victim of a crime, and 96% of those are shoplifting, as you have described. And you're absolutely right, Pat. The majority of them tend to be cosmetics, fake tan, fragrance, some over-the-counter medicines, but it impacts. It's 1 in 10 pharmacies have to close temporarily due to a crime, depending on what happens. And as a business owner, to turn around then and provide healthcare advice a number of minutes or hours later, it's very, very challenging. We're trying to do the best in these small communities.
Now, the stat is that pharmacies are spending an average of 5,300 a year on security, with 65% of pharmacies turning to professional firms for advice.
Absolutely. The majority of pharmacies have CCTV, and that tends to be the most widely used preventive measure. So about 96% would have CCTV. Another maybe 86, 87% would have alarm systems. So I know I have many panic buttons within my pharmacy. And then we'd also have kind of cybersecurity as well. However, many pharmacies have to now invest in personnel. So your listeners might know some of the pharmacies they go to might need to have security guards at the door. And then you add in the combined average cost of about 4,500 per pharmacy due to criminal incidents. Pharmacists are facing a total bill of about 10 or 11,000 a year just as a result of crime, and that's a significant financial burden.
Now, the question of more serious crime, like break-ins overnight when the pharmacy is locked up, or people coming in with knives or syringes during the day, those are the things which would be really concerning to staff.
Well, it's worth remembering about 91% of incidents do occur while staff are on site and the pharmacy is open to the public. And that would include some of those, whilst they're less common, but they're certainly severe. The use of a weapon, most commonly a knife, but also syringes, guns, screwdrivers tend to be presented, and break-ins tend to happen through the night. As a business owner, I know coming into these winter months, I have to keep my phone on loud for the next coming months, because it tends to be 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning when the alarm goes off. You get the call from the security system and you have to come over, and then you call the guards. And to be honest, at times we have to wait and see, will the guards arrive? And we know the guards are under-resourced, we know they're under pressure, but we are calling for a faster Garda response time. We are calling for tougher sentencing for offenders, because what we are seeing is almost 59% are repeat offenders. So it does feel that pharmacy tends to be easy prey. As you said yourself, we're open door policy. We are open to the public. We have high cost items, but we also have medicines and other very high security items. So it's worth remembering that we're communities, pharmacies in the community try to prevent trying to provide healthcare, and yet crimes against pharmacies are crimes against frontline healthcare.
Now, the question of disillusionment with the Gardaí, I mean, that's what you report in this survey, that really a lot of things are not reported simply because they don't believe there's any point.
6 out of 10 pharmacies believe that there's a lack of faith in the prosecution or legal consequence, and that's brought down to that revolving door policy or mentality that exists in terms of we need tougher sentencing so that people are convicted and sentenced for the crimes that they commit. I know an incident I had a number of years ago with the Ram raid, and it was very challenging to see that those perpetrators were caught but not convicted. So it's very hard as a business owner, but also as a healthcare provider, to try and report incidents when maybe you feel that they're too minor, that they're not going to be dealt with effectively. And yet we need more visibility of guards on the streets, we need faster response times, and we do need tougher sentences to act as a deterrent to stop this repeat offender back in our streets.
Bring me back to that raid on your premises. What happened?
It was a Christmas Eve, Pat, and it was a very challenging and difficult day. It was a Christmas Eve and someone drove a car in through my pharmacy and then proceeded to take a sledgehammer and swing it at my controlled drug safe. So my business was decimated one Christmas Eve. And that is a challenge. And I was out of operation for a number of weeks. It cost tens of thousands in repair and insurance. And staff trauma from that incident, coming to work to that incident, is desperate. So, and I'm still trying to provide healthcare and care in my community. So we have to realise that crimes against pharmacies are crimes against frontline healthcare. We need decisive action to protect pharmacy staff and to protect community and public health.
And no conviction in that case?
No.
Quite extraordinary. Anyway, the message from you is that you want tougher, you want better Garda responses, tougher sentencing. But you know that they're saying the prisons are full. And sure, what matter if someone just nicks a bit of perfume? They're not exactly a danger to the public. That's the kind of talk that's going on. What do you say in response to that kind of talk?
And that seems that that petty shoplifting, as it might be called, might be insignificant, but the cumulative effect for a staff member, and pharmacy staff predominantly are female. Pharmacy staff are quite often are quite young. So for an event that happens maybe at a weekend, I know a lot of my staff at weekends are students. They have to deal with putting themselves in difficult situations when criminals, and particularly repeat offenders, are coming back into the pharmacy to repeat offend, to shoplift again. And what we need is increased Garda visibility, and that is shown to be a deterrent. And we know the Garda are resource stretched, but increased visibility and quicker response times means that pharmacy will report more frequently and as quick as it happens.
It's interesting that the Garda say that 71 burglaries of pharmacies were investigated in 2019 compared to only 27 last year. So the inference we are supposed to draw from that is that things are improving for pharmacies.
That's a very small number still when we look at the survey that we have of 230 pharmacies, surveying pharmacies over 12 months, and 90 or 89% had crime, were victims of crime in the past 12 months.
All right. Cathy Maher, chair of the IPU PCC, that's the Professional Conduct Committee. Cathy, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.